This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Skies are brightening on Mars for two NASA rovers. They're once again roaming around the red planet after a weeks-long dust storm. Another NASA lander is slated to join them next year, but despite NASA's intense interest in Mars, the agency has never brought anything home. Well, now one top official is pushing hard for a mission that will go out, get a red rock from Mars, and bring it back to Earth. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
At NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, there's a lab filled with nearly half a ton of dirt and rocks. Carlton Allen says they were brought home by the Apollo astronauts decades ago.
Okay, we are going upstairs to the Lunar Sample Laboratory. When we talk about returning samples from space, this is where things started, and this is where we learned to do it right.
Allen manages NASA's astromaterials collection. He shows me a glass cabinet full of gray moon rocks, and we wander around his labs. I ask him how he'd like to have a red rock, one brought home from Mars.
We have been designing Mars sample return missions for decades. NASA has not chosen yet to fly that the Mars sample return mission. I hope we will.
He may get his wish. Starting in April, a new guy took charge of NASA's science missions, Alan Stern. He's got a big corner office at NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C., and he's made it very clear that he wants to send a robotic mission to get Martian samples.
The reason that we want to bring the samples back is larger than just the science. It's got to do with the United States and our place in history. This is something historic. There will only be one first sample return from another planet. We're going to do that, and 1,000 years from now, people will know that it was the United States that pulled off that scientific feat.
NASA managers have made similar promises in the past, and Alan Stern is well aware of that.
We have to break out of the vicious circle that sample return has been in for 30-plus years, that the ambitions grow to be too great, the mission becomes unaffordable, and we return no sample. And that's happened in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s.
Alan Stern says not on his watch, and he's already started to make things happen.
I got an email from our director, so my boss's boss's boss, that said, come to a meeting Friday noon to discuss with Alan Stern Mars Tackle Box.
Mars Tackle Box? Chris McKay is a planetary scientist at NASA's Ames Research Center in California. He says this email was a total mystery.
I didn't know what the Tackle Box was. I didn't know what the concept was. I had no idea. But, you know, if the boss says to come to the meeting, I came to the meeting.
At the meeting, he learned that the Mars Tackle Box was basically just a small metal collection box, about the size of a hockey puck. Alan Stern wanted to see if it could be added to a rover that's already scheduled to launch 2 years from now. McKay says as the rover travels around, it could use its robotic arm to pick up cool pebbles and put them into the box.
At the end of the trip, we hope to get 15 or 20 really interesting rocks from 15 or 20 very different places and have them all together in that one box.
Then the box would just have to sit there and wait until NASA could send another robotic mission to pick it up.
I hope, knowing that there's a box of rocks on Mars with our name on it and that they're really interesting rocks, will help galvanize the public.
But the mission would be expensive, technologically challenging, and some people just hate the idea.
I just don't think that it's a safe thing to do.
Barry DiGregorio is a freelance writer and space enthusiast. He's also head of a small group called the International Committee Against Mars Sample Return. He says, what if a return capsule breaks open and releases alien microbes into our environment?
Worst case scenario that I could think of, you know, I would be called an alarmist for it, but you could risk mass extinction.
NASA officials say the Andromeda strain scenario is a natural concern, and it's also not a new one. For decades, scientists have been thinking about how you would build a quarantine system, both to protect any Martian life and life on Earth. For example, here's one idea. Chris McKay says the spacecraft that carries the rocks off the Martian surface could be engulfed by another spacecraft.
Like a big fish swallowing a small fish, and so that everything that was contacting the Martian soil is now inside, and then that capsule returns to Earth.
NASA has plenty of time to think about these issues. This month, officials are going to decide if it's even feasible to put the tackle box on the next rover. And even if that goes up soon, it'll be at least a decade before NASA could bring any Martian rocks back home. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.